Space, the Final Frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Did you know if you mix equal parts of gasoline, frozen orange juice concentrate, you can make napalm?
No, I did not know that. Is that true?
That's right. One can make all kinds of explosives using simple household items.
Really?
If one was so inclined.
Fire Radio Episode 3. I'm Dessert,
and this is Shada.
First off, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. You may be wondering why the radio show came out a little early this week. Well, that would be because of Christmas and the whole holiday season and how everything gets all hectic. We all know how that goes, so we figured we might as well just get it done before Christmas. So how have you been doing, Shada?
I've been actually doing really good today. I've had an awesome day.
That's cool. You told me you found a really good urban exploring spot, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I've actually got a bunch of pictures up. If you go to iowajuggalos.com/Shada/UE, you'll find a directory of them. I'm actually going out tomorrow, which will be the 22nd. I'm going to go inside of the place. It's apparently a big mill, is what I'm told.
And can't wait to get those pictures.
It is massive. So hopefully I can get some good pictures out there.
Right on. Yeah, I finally got some pictures up of that factory I've been talking about. I didn't get too many, but I think I got about 15 or 20 of them. But you can find those at iowajuggalos.com/MW. Yeah, just go there and you can find a link for it. I don't remember the whole directory. but yeah, or you can just, you know, hit me up and I'll give you a link to them. I got it all set up in a little crappy HTML, photo gallery I made up while I was half asleep. But, let's just get moving on here. We got one email for our mailbag today. And that is from Abstruse.
Who, I know your real name.
Yeah, Shada owns you, I guess, or something. Well, let's read the email here from Abstruse. It says, I would like to confirm that mail to Santa Claus goes to North Pole, Alaska. I work for the Postal Service doing data entry. Basically, I sit in front of a computer and type the address off of scanned images of letters that the OCR system can't read. We send mail addressed in any way to Santa Claus to North Pole, Alaska. And Santa Claus, which he has some tags written in here, firm, it says, which makes Santa Claus a business. Oh, and just so you know, we send mail to Santa Claus, but we reject all mail to God. This seems to piss off my coworkers, but I find it hilarious. I don't know who's writing mail to God, honestly. You know, like prayers for.
Yeah, well, you know, if it gets to the point where you're mailing letters to God, I think you've gone overboard just a bit.
Maybe this is trifetic. All right, now on to Donnie Darko. I'm still reading the email. I'm big into films and friends with Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News at www.ainitcool.com. He actually got that movie made because he read the script and basically told the execs at New Line this movie would rock. They recently came out with a director's cut of the film that was released theatrically and will soon be on DVD if it's not already. If you want some more good films that fell under the radar, check out Shaun of the Dead, which I want to see that.
Yeah, that actually looks really good. I saw a preview for that a little while ago.
Ong Bak, I think it is. It's O-N-G-B-A-K. Old Boy and Itchy the Killer. All of them are made outside the U.S., as most good films coming out recently are. But they are all amazingly good. Signed, the Abstruse One. And P.S., I want a USB hard drive, a Canon XL2, a wireless network router, and one of those cool hacker permit stickers from Jinx.com. So if you want to buy the Abstruse One a gift, you know what to buy him now. And if you're wondering, we asked everybody just to send in, Shada did, because I was gone. I asked everybody just to send in what they want for Christmas, because, you know, you never know, we might find $1 million laying on the ground tomorrow. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's all the email that we got. Oh, no, wait. We got another email.
Oh, yeah.
So look at the inbox.
I liked this email a lot.
It's just from Gmail, no reply at google.com to me. It wants to tell me that, I hope that Gmail is something you use every day. Gmail is different from other types of email. So we put together some information to help you get started, but you're probably eager to start playing around with your new account. So I'll help keep it short. After all, you can't always come back to this email later. Just search for it. Check out our Getting Started guide in Google or Gmail's features. Visit our Help Center, blah, 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 blah. It goes on. Import your contacts from Yahoo Mail, Outlook, Hotmail, and others to Gmail. Which, I don't like their imports, but it fucks it all up.
I've never used it.
It doesn't work right. But, I mean, it gets it done. And email your friends, tell them brand new Gmail address. It goes on and on. We really didn't have any email, so I read this one. Which, if you don't have Gmail, you're really missing out, in my opinion. A lot of people are like, oh, well, I like Hotmail. Well, you can use Hotmail with Gmail. So, you want Gmail, send an email to email@underfireradio.tk, and we will send you a Gmail invite, because we have too many of them fucking things. Actually, I think I only got like 20 left.
I don't know, I have like 13, which I'm never going to use. So.
Yeah, I most of them I use invite myself.
Yeah, I do that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, I've got so many Gmail accounts, I can't even remember what they are. Let's move on to a little bit of news here. I was watching some news in the morning the other day. No idea why. I woke up at like 6 a.m. for no reason. But the first thing I see is Michael Jackson hosts 200 children at Neverland Ranch. Quoted, "I hope you have a wonderful day. Merry Christmas. I love you," the pop singer called out to the children Friday from the driveway of his estate. Jackson, who faces trial next year on child molestation charges, appeared happy during the few minutes he spoke to the arriving throng. One of the youngsters shouted, "We love you." "I love you more," Jackson replied, before putting an umbrella over his head and walking back to his house. Now, the article went on, but all I gotta say is, what the fuck? Why would he have 200 kids over at his house and fight over who loves each other more?
Massive orgy.
And I was reading on, and I guess he has, like, weekly visits of, like, hundreds of children from Neverland Ranch. And, like, I don't know, like, church groups and stuff are sending kids to Neverland Ranch. Like, it was, like, 200 kids, like, from, like, 6 years old up into their teens from, like, different church groups around California, I guess.
You know, you think that people have learned the lesson the first time around? Apparently not.
I would think that Michael Jackson learned the lesson the first couple times around. Keep kids away. And something that was in the article, it was the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department was saying that, you know, unfortunately, Neverland Ranch is, like, the perfect place for children, and children want to go there. I mean, there's got to be a reason he made that. You know, his whole, well, I just love children thing just ain't really, you know, going to my book. I'm sure he loves children, but not the right way. You know, I just, like, all I could say is, like, I wrote in the show notes, is just, what the fuck, and a lot of question marks. That's all I got to say. Really. I mean, think about it. It's just stupid. Michael, if you're listening, which I'm kind of fearing if you do, don't do that. I mean, you already look ugly enough as it is, and, you know, you're a pedophile and stuff, so just, like, you know, get a big thing of ice cream and, like, some beer or something and, like, kick back. I only see the ice cream because you're girly. All right.
Have a nut with Ben and Jerry.
All right, well, I wanted to move on to something I thought of the other day while sitting on the can, because I get my best ideas when I'm sitting on the can, as I'm sure most of you do.
Picture it now.
Yeah, a big hairy ass dropping a turd. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I want to do a thing on hacker and freaker paranoia. A lot of people get really, really paranoid when it comes to, you know, the feds and stuff like that. It's understandable. But, you know, when do you know if you're being overly paranoid or just being smart? It's a very thin line to cross. And, you know, paranoia can help you to an extent to make sure you don't get in trouble, but at the same time, it can fog up your senses to say, and you might think you're getting followed when you're not, other things like that. You might, you know, stop yourself from doing things you can do that are even legal because you're scared of what might happen. You're scared who might be watching, who might be listening, things like that. I definitely think paranoia, to an extent, is something that everybody should have a little bit, you know, not like crackhead paranoia, but like, you know, just watching over your shoulder and stuff. I'm a very aware person. I know generally when I'm being watched. Very few times I have been watched, not known. Yes, I have been watched before. I have been through all the federal stuff. I've been through raids. I've been through everything, not necessarily for hacking or anything, but it was phone related. And no, I didn't get any charges. I just got my house ransacked. Funny story, though, since they didn't find anything, they were pretty pissed. They tied one of my shoes to hang from, like, a little hidden part of my closet and the other shoe underneath my kitchen sink. So the next day I couldn't go to work because I couldn't find my shoes. The first day the ATF called me into work, and the second day I was like, I can't find my shoes. So that job lasted about another 3 days. But, yeah, being paranoid is just, you know, it's something you gotta have a little bit of, but just be smart about it. It's always good to learn about your legal rights, too. Like, if let's say you get raided for toll fraud and they find drugs in your house, there's nothing they can really do about that. I mean, they can probably take them and do things like that, but they can't bring up charges on it because that's not what the warrant was for. It's really good to know what your rights are. And, you know, that's one great thing about the internet is that you can search things like that and find things out. It's not always best to get your ideas from, you know, well, I guess back in the day it used to be LA Law, but, you know, whatever legal show you watch now, a lot of those are just full of crap, you know. So don't get your ideas from there. Actually look it up. There's lots of forums on the internet where lawyers will give you advice about things for free, because some lawyers actually just love helping people. Some of them. Very few. But yeah, pretty much, you know, with paranoia, have a little bit, know your rights, know what's going on, but don't go overboard or you're just going to make your life hell. Honestly, if you're going to get busted, you're going to get busted probably. So don't make your life hell beforehand, because it might be the last few days that you have to have any fun or, you know, enjoyment. Because trust me, once you go to jail, everything goes to shit. And so when you're waiting on court and you're waiting on your trial, it's some of the most nerve-wracking times you will ever have. All right, well, you wanted to do a little thing on magic, huh, Shado?
I did. I actually saw a topic about this on BinRev today, where if you've listened at all, I'm sure you've heard me mention it more than a few times. So you know that's where I hang out. But anyway, somebody, I think it was Abstruse, actually, posted something about there. So maybe used to be the Mr. Magician Man and everything, I thought I'd talk about it a little on the show. A lot of people were asking, you know, this sounds really cool, where do I start? So this is where you're going to start. First of all, I recommend you go to Walmart and pick up a pack of bicycle cards, okay? You don't want to get the little cheap cards, like the wax-covered cards. Those are going to be the worst things ever for doing any kind of magic. If you're doing card magic, that is. Do not get wax cards. Get a good pack of bicycles. Or, if you really want to go all out, go online and search for Tally Ho. That's T-A-L-L-Y-H-O. Buy some of those. Those are going to last you a really long time. They're a little bit more expensive, but, like I said, they last a long time. Also, I recommend getting a little box of poker chips. You can use these to practice coin stuff with, and they're a lot lighter than coins, and they don't clink as much, so you can use that. I'd also recommend going to, like, a coin shop or whatever and buying some shiny gold and silver-colored coins. Probably two or three of each will be fine.
Gold and silver? No, separate. A gold, like gold one and a silver.
Yeah,
I was thinking gold, like a gold and silver coin.
They do have gold and silver coins actually. In Canada, they have
like
one.
The Canadian toonie.
Yeah, I have one of those, copper and nickel. The outside, the toonie is actually the outside of it is the silver color, and it's got a gold center.
I remember when that came out, they were offering like $100,000 Canadian, which is like $5 American, to anybody who could break one. And me and my friends, we live right by Canada, we used to throw them at walls all day. But right, back to your thing.
Well, those are good coins, actually. I have one somewhere around here. It's never broken on me yet. But anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. And somebody asked me, I think Risk Free actually asked on the forums, if books were a good place to learn. First of all, may I say they are probably the best place to learn. However, videos are also great to learn from, but typically videos are going to give you more, they're going to give you, like, the exact way that personal performer does it, and therefore you're going to spend a little more time trying to come up with your own routine and everything else. But when you're just starting out, using pre-made routines is perfectly fine, and most people do it anyway. As far as which books and videos, I would recommend, as far as card magic, I would go for the book Royal Road to Card Magic, which has been called numerous times the Bible for card magic. Of course, it also covers things other than just card magic, but for the most part, it's just cards. And the rest I think I have here are just videos. Daryl's Encyclopedia. D-A-R-Y-L. He's got a video collection, which is excellent. If you're looking for a little more advanced card sleight of hand, I would recommend picking stuff up by Leonard Green, particularly his first video, which is on the other side of my room right now, so I'm not going to get up and go pick it up and tell you what it's called. His second and third volumes focus mainly on card tricks, but they require a little setup with the deck, so they're kind of a pain to do. So I wouldn't recommend those as much, but they are good for reference. Let's see here. As far as magic with just everyday objects, like impromptu stuff, I really highly, more than anything else, recommend the videos On the Spot by Gregory Wilson. That's going to teach you impromptu magic with things like pens and paper clips and whatnot. It'll be great. Very, very good set there. I think it's a 2-DVD set, I'm not sure. So then I also recommend any books or videos by Michael Ammar. It's A-M-M-A-R. I'm not sure what his website is, but I'm sure you can find it. Google.com, of course. Then if you're looking for a little more mentalism kind of stuff, I recommend the video Metal Bending, The Real Work by Patrick Cuffs. That'll teach you stuff like fork bending and spoon bending and whatnot. And then probably the last kind of magic that I'm going to cover is going to be via video called Shock FX. That's the letters FX by Andrew Main. That is an excellent video that I've turned to time and time again. There's one effect on there which I particularly like. If you know how to pull it off, it's very disgusting. Basically, you stick a pencil or basically anything else that is tubular shaped and long. You can even use your pinky or whatever. You stick it through your cheek and out into your mouth, and the person you're doing the trick to sees the whole thing. They see it go through your cheek and everything. It's great. Let's see here. A couple of websites I would recommend. First of all, one that I used to be very active on. Not so much anymore. I check it every now and then, but I don't really post anymore. Is themagiccafe.com. That's probably one of the most comprehensive magic sites in the world that I've ever seen. It's a forum, as I said.
And it sounds kind of like a gay bar.
It could be, I suppose, but not in this case.
But Murdoch hangs out there.
Probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some very, very smart people there. Some pros who you might recognize post on there occasionally. Let's see. Then there's penguinmagic.com, which if you're looking to buy stuff, that would be where I would go first. They have, I think it ships out that day or it's free. And they have videos for most of the effects on there and most of the videos they sell. They also have like a preview for that, which is very good. Then after that, I would recommend themagicwarehouse.com, which has very good prices. I've ordered some stuff from them, and it gets there pretty fast normally. Same with Penguin Magic. Oh, by the way, Penguin Magic does have some downloadable stuff. I recommend getting... Hold on, let me find it. I have it on my computer here. For one of the first effects to learn, I would recommend... It's the Poor Man's Linking Rings, is what they call it. It's basically the linking rings kind of thing with rubber bands. Very good effect. The last website, which... If you're looking, instead of buying stuff, if you're just looking for free, you know, I want to know how they do this particular trick or whatever, and I don't want to buy the video and actually learn it. I want to be a noob as far as magic goes. Go to ultimatemagic.com, and you can find secrets to all sorts of magic on there. If you have any specific questions, go ahead and email me at Shada, S-C-H-E-D-A, at underfireradio.tk, and I will be more than happy to answer them. And let's see, who else? There's Sub-Zero on the forums, who is also a magician, and I think a couple of other people on there, so.
What doesn't that guy do?
I don't know. He does a lot, though. Me and him were talking about doing magic one time. Sir, if you want to actually view my old magic website from way back when, you can go to angelfire.com/FL5/Shada, and you'll find that. That was an old website from about two, three years ago that I made. Check that out. And I think I'm done there. So we wanted to talk a little bit about Christmas gifts and whatnot, didn't we?
Dude, you said to time that out so well. I just exactly right when you said you're done. I started trying to download a CD track by track when you started, and I finished it right as you said I'm done.
I am the man.
Yeah. Not that I illegally download music, but yeah. And stuff.
So anyway, next I think we're going to talk about some Christmas gifts that...
Yeah. We've all seen those articles and TV shows and stupid stuff about what to get a geek for Christmas. You know, buy him an iPod or a USB coffee warmer or sock warmer or something, you know. PDA or something, you know, something cool to go with, you know, the geek likes. But what I haven't seen is what should the geek buy someone who's not a geek. So we're flipping the script there. A lot, or I guess a few of the geeks out here have girlfriends, and some of them even have friends, and some of those friends aren't geeks. You know, as much as we'd like to, you know, only hang out with other geeks or something, you know, we can't always. And if you buy some girl that hates technology a new PDA and spend a bunch of money on it, you're just a jackass. Now the one problem with this whole segment thing here is that I didn't think about it before I did it. So we're just going to come up with stuff as we go along. I did see Abstruse put something on the board. Like, if you got, like, little siblings that collect, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon cards or Magic cards or anything, and they want those special, I think they're, like, 10 cards, like, made of, or foiled cards or something. They're, like, special cards. He's got a little trick that if you take a scale in that can weigh milligrams, which if you have one of those, you're probably a drug dealer and you can afford to just buy the cards. You can weigh the packages, and the ones that weigh a little more, about 25 milligrams more, are the ones with the special cards in them. So that's an idea for you there. And it's all that came to mind originally. But, I mean, just think before you buy gifts. You know, don't buy a girl a new MP3 player if she doesn't know what MP3s are.
Buy it for me.
Yeah, you know. Just, you know. You know our email addresses. You can, you know, attach it and send it along. Something like that.
My Gmail account can fit that.
But yeah, Shada, you're Sir Pimps-a-Lot over here. What would you get your girlfriend for Christmas if she wasn't a geek?
Well, if I had a girlfriend right now, let's see here, what would I get?
See, if he bought better presents, he'd probably have one.
Funny story, but I'll get to that in a minute. I would, first of all, pay attention to what she says, okay? Like, if she just mentions, hey, that's cool, like, if you're at the mall or whatever, that's going to be one of those stupid little subtle hints that they give you, you know, like, buy this for me or I will break up with you or something like that, you know? I found out from past experiences that that is a subtle hint, so, yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
One thing I think, people consider them kind of cold gifts, you know, not so warm and all that and great, but I think gift cards are awesome.
I love them.
Can't really fuck that up. But get them a gift card, like, don't go to Walmart, you know, Walmart gift card, you know, if they like to shop at, like, American Eagle, get them an American Eagle gift card, something like that, you know, something that they like a specialty shop or something like that, or even gift certificates to a local store, you know, if you got a friend who's like a, you know, big into underground music and stuff, you know, find a little underground crappy little record shop where they burn too much incense to cover up the pot smell and get a gift certificate there. And if they don't have the gift certificates, you can probably figure something out.
So
buy a gift and make sure it's returnable.
So you're saying that me buying buying my mom a Walmart gift certificate today. It was a bad choice.
Well, does it really matter what you get your mom?
Yeah.
Honestly?
No, not really. She likes Walmart, so.
Yeah, moms like Walmart. You can be like, you know, then like, later on you can be like, Mom, you should buy me some beef jerky at Walmart with that gift card. Just an example, because some beef jerky sounds good right now.
Yeah, it does.
It's just way too expensive, though.
Mmm, jerky.
Yeah. Expensive.
There. What else? Oh yeah, I had
someone picking up my phone. All right.
I'm sorry.
Now that they're complaining about it. All right, we're gonna edit this piece out.
No, I want that in there. So. Anyway, okay.
All right, well, that's what it's like to live with other people and try to do a radio show on the phone.
Anyway, so for that funny story I had about not having a girlfriend because of a present, actually the last girlfriend I had, for her birthday, I made her this awesome everything. I made her dinner. I did everything. I was such a nice guy, you know? And, she kicked me out of her house that night, so.
Well, man, being nice is just never that good of an idea.
Yeah,
honestly.
I found that out. So, her at present, which was at, like, the first day we hung out, actually, I went over to her house, and I found some lotion in her refrigerator. So I was like, hey, you have lotion in your fridge. Why? She was like, oh, that stuff is the best. It's so hard to find, blah, 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 blah. And she had apparently forgot that I had ever done that. And I bought her, like, 5 of these things.
Lotion is a good present.
Yes, and this is, like, her favorite thing in the world. And she can never find it, so I bought her, like, 5 bottles of it, which cost me, like, $35, by the way.
Bath and Body Works.
No, I had to order this stuff online. But anyway, so I got her that, and after the whole crazy psycho thing, it came in the mail, like, the next day after her birthday, so that night. And she had some college class or whatever. So I just went over to her place and dropped it off on her front porch with a note that said, Happy Birthday. Hoping that by being nice, I would drop hot coals of fire on her head, as the Bible says.
Hot coals of fire, as the Bible says.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look at my show notes because I have no memory. I guess we'll move on here. First of all, I have a little side note here. This is the, why Berserk hates packet monkeys. It's pretty simple. We all hate them. If you don't know what a packet monkey is, you are so lucky. I will trade you an instant. I wish I didn't know what they were. I wish they didn't bother me. I don't get packeted that much, but just the sheer existence of them really pisses me off. They're just, like, the lowest scum on earth, in my opinion. And they're usually about 14 and think they're hackslurs. I get people packeting my websites quite often. I think people have been packeting VinRev, too. I saw that, mess with a dog and you're gonna get bit or whatever post by Stank. Thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, a lot of people don't realize when you're fucking with a website, if that admin knows a single damn thing about computers, he knows you're dealing it. I've had, like, 3 people try to hack into my website today, and it's just funny. Not going to work. But I'll let them, you know, fuck around for a while, and then, nope, game over. But, we should all hate packet monkeys, packet kitties, whatever you want to call them, the ones that sit with a botnet of 300 fucking DSL modems or the fuck, because they can't get any real good routes, and try to knock you offline with a bunch of fucking bandwidth. It was always fun when I was on dial-up and they'd do it, because then I would just, you know, reconnect and have a different IP. But, you know, when you got a static IP, it's kind of a bitch, which, you know, brings in the whole BNCs and all that stuff, because most of it happens on IRC. But, yeah, I just want to, you know, tell all those pack of monkeys out there, fuck you, and fuck you again. And that's pretty much it for that.
Well, at least you said it kindly.
Yeah. Always kind. Fuck you. Something like that. Oh, that reminds me, because that was written in a letter. I want to say rest in peace to supernova.org. We will miss you.
That's
I don't know what supernova.org is. I'm sorry.
Yes, that was a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I wept for many hours.
Yeah. Something like that. Shada wept for many hours.
I did.
All right. Here's a little thing I penciled in. Using social engineering in your daily life. Now, we didn't write any show notes down on this, except for that.
I did. Haha.
We're going to make it up. You did?
I did. Sort of.
Mr. Preparity did it over here.
Yeah, it took me like 2 minutes to come up with them. And you got me working hard. But anyway, couple little things. First of all, job interviews, which I stole that idea from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if it were me and I couldn't find a job, what I would do is, first of all, I would lie. I would become a liar.
You have to be good at it, though.
What?
You have to be good at it, though.
Yes, you have to make sure your stories are congruent. Congruent. There we go.
I said what he said.
So, first of all, as far as references go, what I would do is, for the last business or two you work at, or you quote-unquote worked at, I would come up with something that seems related. Like, let's say you were applying for everybody's favorite store, Best Buy, because you were a super elite hexor who wanted to sell computer tests, you know? Yeah. Well, let's say you were applying there. So, for the, I'm blanking here. For the business references, that's what it is. I would probably then put, like, elite computer sales in Script Kitty, New Jersey or something, and give the phone number of one of your friends, or heck, even, like, a phone number that you don't put on the application as yours. And they can call up and you can be like, yeah, he was the best worker we've ever had, you know? And that would give a lot of points when they call for references.
Something I've used with that is you can pretty easily come up with a voicemail service somewhere for free, get a box, make it for that business, and then find out what town that's in and say you worked in that town. Then they call up and just get a message. That works too.
Yes, but you see, this way you get all the mad props for being such a good worker.
Yeah.
But that also does work, yeah.
Because, you know, suddenly, you know, you have it set up to your friend's phone and they're having a big party and
yeah.
They answer it and they hear Coolio in the background and someone here yelling, you know, keg stand. It's not going to work out.
Good point, yeah.
I'm always afraid that's going to happen.
One other thing, I think this was in Kevin Mitnick's book. I don't know. So I want somebody other than Abstruse to email me and tell me this, since he seems to be the one who likes to email us. It was talking about, let's say you had the knowledge for a degree in whatever field. Let's take computer science, since this is a technology-related show for the most part. Let's say you could easily have that degree if you had gone to school. You could have passed with straight A's or whatever. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing. And you decide you want to go work for Microsoft or something like that, okay? But they're only going to hire the people with the degrees, you know? Because if you don't have your degree, it's obvious you can't know anything. So what you could do is you could call up a college or whatever and find somebody with your name that graduated with that degree or a degree similar to that. And social engineer that social security number out. And on the application the first time or in your resume or whatever, I don't know, put that social security number down. So that when they call the university to check, hey, did so-and-so have a computer science degree from, I don't know, Yale or whatever? Like, yeah, let me check real quick. Do-do-do-do-do, type in the social security number. Yeah, he passed with honors. So, he was actually a valedictorian. So, you know, most likely you're going to get the job. But then when you actually start, when you get hired and you start filling out all your papers, you can switch over to your social security number. So therefore, all your money goes, like, for the taxes they take out and everything goes towards that.
Yeah, because very rarely when you get the job, you fill out the tax information before you get hired.
Yeah.
And so, if you do, it's probably, you know, working like at the buffet and the waiter.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very low chance that they're going to actually go back through their records and just double check everything is absolutely 100% congruent and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So again, email me and tell me if that was in his book or not. I'm not sure if it was. Okay. If not, okay. Either way.
Okay. Also with the job interviews, I've been interviewing a lot recently, probably 3 or 4 times in the last couple weeks. And, somehow I have made all my interviewers nervous to where it's almost like they're getting interviewed. Cause they'll ask you if you got any questions for them. Most people will be like, oh, no, not really. Use that. And ask them authoritatively, if that's a word, or with authority. If you do that towards the start of the interview, they kind of feel uncomfortable, like they're on the spot, and it helps out. You know, usually they'll tell you, oh, you have an interview at this time. I got ones, you know, oh, well, whenever's good for you, it's up to you. You're calling the shots. I had someone wanting to interview me today tell me, you're calling the shots. This is your interview, so we'll do what you want. And I thought that was just amazing. There's one guy who, at a telco I was interviewing with, he was so nervous. And I felt like I had to kind of lead him through, and I've interviewed a lot of people in my job experience, so that kind of helps. But one way to do that kind of is throw them off guard a little, get them thinking about something else that's still kind of related, and then bring them right back, kind of like a bait and switch, and it throws them off and gets them not thinking right, and then they know that you're in the right train of mind and they're not, and it makes them feel like they screwed up, and it makes them feel kind of like you're better than they are, which is kind of good when you're trying to get a job. It can be bad if that person is scared of competition, like in a corporate environment. But if you're getting a job where you're not going to be able to take their job, they don't really matter. It doesn't really matter. This is something I thought of recently. Did you have any other things for the daily uses for social engineering?
Yes, I did, actually. this one I have never actually used, but I have friends of mine who have, getting free stuff at stores, like retail stores and whatnot. You know, usually when you go into, I don't know, Kmart or wherever, half the time your cashier is going to be some little pimply-faced teenager who hates the company just as much as you do, right? So use that to your advantage. The fact that he knows, you know, I'm getting paid like $5 an hour to stand here and ring people up and deal with people all day long. So they're upset about that, and you can use that to your advantage. So basically, I was thinking about this the other day. I'd been told, you know, people use that to their advantage to get free stuff out of people. So I was thinking to myself the other day, you know, I hear that a lot, but how do they do it? What do they actually say? So, mind you, this is all theory so far, for me at least. So, I'm going to actually have to go and try this probably right after Christmas or something, because, you know, it's going to be super busy, so they're going to just want to get you in and out real quick, instead of having to call the manager over and everything else, which would just be a pain in the butt. But, anyway. So, what I was thinking, the best way to go about it would be to sympathize with them. Like, you notice they're having a rough day, they look like they're kind of upset, I don't know, just whatever. Something you can comment on to get a conversation going towards, I hate Walmart, or I hate Kmart, or whoever, you know? So, sympathize with them. If they look like they're in a bad mood, it's like, rough day, huh? And they'll be like, yeah. You could say something along the lines of, yeah, you know, I used to work in retail. I know how this is, man. I mean, you getting paid almost nothing to do this kind of work, it's pathetic, right? So they're like, yeah. So just talk to them about that a little bit. Lead them on, you know, pace the conversation a little. Sympathize with them. Make them think, you know, I know exactly what you're going through. So at the end of the conversation, you know, as he's ringing things up or whatever, choose one of the items that you want to get for free. It's going to be kind of a ballsy move here. But just straight up ask, hey, since, you know, neither of us are really into this whole, you know, communist corporate thing we've got going here, why don't you just give me something in there for free? And again, this is all theory, but if you get them to sympathize with you enough, I'm sure it would work. So again, I think right after Christmas I'm going to try this. So yeah.
Right on.
Then we talked about getting free food and stuff with Murdoch on the show.
Stuff about free food. We kind of killed that over and over again. It's not necessarily social engineering, but it is useful, and it does take a little bit of confidence. Think about it. You know, you go to a website that you're not supposed to go to, things like that. You proxy. You don't want people to know who you are, how to get a hold of you, things like that. So why not set up a real life mail proxy, not email proxy? You can go down to your local postal annex, I believe that's what they're for, post office, whatever, and forward your address. Never once out of many, many times I've done this have they actually asked for proof of me living at either address. You can just make one up where you use an old address and tell them you want it forwarded to your real address. This way you can get people to send mail to whatever address you choose, and it will come to you. It might come a day or two late, but it'll keep you anonymous. Like, Droops says he's got my docs, but not really. But he can send me mail. So it works out like that. I kind of started doing that on accident because I move a whole lot. And after a while I realized, nobody could really find me by sending me mail. I could give them my mailing address, and for a while there, it went through three or four of them, and it took me like 2-3 weeks to get my mail. But now I can use my old address, which I use a lot, and it comes to my current residence, or my old P.O. box, which I don't have anymore, which is forwarded, which comes to my current residence. So that's a nice little useful tool there to keep yourself anonymous. You can always just get a post office box. They're like $6-7, I think. Or no, it's $11 for 6 months, if I remember right, which is pretty useful. And you can put them in whatever name you want and make up some name, like, send me mail to mybox.com. That can be the company.
But one thing about those, if you're getting it from the postal service, they do have random checks. So if you're doing things which you should not be, I would recommend steering clear of those and going for like
a UPS
store or something like that.
Or mailbox, et cetera.
Mailbox, et cetera, is actually,
I think that's
now
the UPS store now, though, isn't it?
It's the UPS store now. So.
Yeah.
And never having used them myself, I think it's the UPS store that takes pictures of each and every person who has a mailbox there. But you might want to. I've never used them since they did the changeover, so you might want to check on that.
Yeah, with my city, when they changed over, all the franchise owners were like, "Screw that!" and just started with their own name. There's like mail, etc. Now, and like post boxes, etc. and stuff like that. They didn't change it very much. It's pretty lame, honestly. But yeah, I live in Iowa. We're about 5 years behind everybody, even though I live in the technology corridor. Iowa's answer to Silicon Valley, which is pretty worthless. Speaking of technology, I was listening to the Telephonic Craptacular today, which has been in a radio, episode 75, was released today. It's just where Stank Dog calls up a lot of people or gets a lot of calls from telemarketers and messes with them. But he did do a little segment on voice over IP, and it kind of goes with what I was going to talk about today. But me and Stank have different stance on the whole thing. Personally, VoIP, VoIP, whatever you want to call it, voice over IP. It's nice. It's useful. It's pretty cool. But I think it sucks. I'm going to stand by my copper lines, you know, forever. I'm sitting here on an old Northwestern Bell phone that rings with a bell. I love it. I don't, you know, I'm kind of pissed that it has a you know, a dial or a dial tone. Man, long day. Touch tone. But, you know, I would like to have rotary personally. But, that's just because I like stuff like that. That's a personal thing. But, you know, I remember he was talking on his show, I think it was a week, 2 weeks ago, and he had to do it on a copper line phone because his voice over IP service was down. That happens a lot. I know people have voice over IP in their offices, you know, 20, 30 lines in about 4 or 5 days a month. Sometimes more, sometimes less. They can't use the phone. It goes down. Just like, you know, a server on the internet goes down. I mean, it's pretty much using the internet to make a phone call, and though the internet's been around for a while, it has not been around as long as the regular telephone. The regular telephone service on copper wires is, you know, it's always there. When your power goes out, what works? Your phone. Unless you have a cordless phone, you dipshit. Which reminds me, I did see someone selling a battery-powered phone, so you could use it when your power goes out, for like $50 on eBay.
I think you told me about that.
And it's like, well, dude, just have a phone that's not, you know, cordless. But people bought it up. There's like some ladies that sell like a emergency kit that has that in it. And it's pretty stupid.
Speaking of batteries and power outages, I was actually doing a little trashing earlier tonight. I found this huge universal power system. I haven't tested it out yet, but I'm hoping it works. That thing's big. It's got like 8 outlets on it, I think.
No, not everybody knows what that is. So
oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Basically, what it is, you plug in like your computer or just different little things like that that has data on it that if it just got shut off randomly, they could possibly lose it. And what this is, it's going to give you temporary battery backup so that it doesn't shut off. You can go ahead and shut it off manually like you would normally do. Like go to start and shut down or whatever operating system you have and do it that way.
So it's like one of those deals, like if your power goes out, your computer stays on?
Temporarily, yeah, for a couple minutes. Yeah. So you can have time to save all your stuff and then shut it down.
Actually, that helps back up my point here, man. Your power goes out, let's say, and you got VoIP cable, you know, for your internet. Your power goes out and you got that little backup deal when you're trying to do stuff. You need to be on the internet and your cable doesn't work. Or your power to your cable modem doesn't work. But if you were using dial-up in a copper line, it would still work. Just think about that for a minute. But pretty much the whole point is that copper kicks ass, VoIP sucks. And that's that. And you're not going to turn me any other way. I know this is going to be a debate. I welcome your emails, and I will read them. But you're wrong. Unless you agree with me. Because I'm right. That's just the way it is.
Well, personally, I haven't really messed around with VoIP at all. So I have no opinion.
Damn it! My fucking messenger service. Oh, look, I have a virus and spyware, and people are using it to send spam.
Anyway, so I think that pretty much covers our notes and everything. But that little virus thing was added in there. So, I
move on to shouts.
Yeah, let's go to shouts. Who do we have?
Alright, I'm gonna start out with, once again, Obfuscated. Thanks a lot for filling in for me. You know, it was nice to have a celebrity on the show and stuff. You know, of Infonomicon fame. Woo woo. And we, which you guys might know from the Binaram board, E-N-N-U-I, I believe it is. He says N-W-I is the way to pronounce it, so that's what I'm gonna do. And he says it's French and it means boredom. Which is pretty cool. So I'm plagued with that. He's gonna be helping us out. Under fire with the website and images and things like that, so big shout to him. Abstruse for being a fan and listening.
And emailing.
Yeah.
Like the rest of you should.
Yes. Follow suit. I really didn't think about my shouts beforehand. I'm going to shout Stank Dog. He's going to be soon going off the air for a while. And if you want someone to host Zen Rev Radio Stank, I'm down. Hit me up anytime. 24/7. I'm down. So, yeah. Even though I'm sure he probably doesn't listen. If you do listen, Stank, dude, email me. You know, it's berserk@underfireradio.tk. Just be like, yeah, I listen. Just, I would like for you to. I got a lot of respect for Stank.
Very much so. And especially with everything that's happened in the last couple months. And he is, let's say he held up very gracefully.
Yeah, I heard he's a terrorist.
What is that?
I heard he's a terrorist. Yeah, we'll not go into that. Some douchebag wrote an article about how he's a terrorist or something.
He may work for you.
Yeah, he may work for you. Alright, who do you got for your shout today?
Actually, again, like you, I did not prepare. Since you did not write it in the notes, I didn't think about it. Mine is also going to go out to Enway. That's how I said it, right?
Enway.
And, I like his idea of using a word from a different language. So did I. Good job. So just if you don't know what I'm talking about, Sheda means card in Italian. So, now you know.
You learn something every day.
Yeah. Here, what else? Who else? I just had a couple people. Wow. I want to shout out to Santa. Thank you for bringing presents on Saturday or Sunday. Is it Sunday or Saturday? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah. And
actually, I think he's gonna bring them on Friday.
Friday night or Saturday morning. So.
Yeah, I need to open the flu or whatever it's called. I'm not shitting you, by the way.
Yeah, we'll probably have a fire on that head, so we might have to.
I always wondered about that. What does he do about fire?
Well, I'm gonna, dude, I'm writing an email as soon as we're done and I'm asking him. He is still getting a letter from me.
You're writing an email from
Santa? Not an email. A snail mail letter.
We should like start sending mail to Santa in like June.
Let's just send a mail year round and read it on the show.
Alright.
I want to shout out to all you losers out there who are not emailing about the social engineering stuff. We want ideas still. Emails for that. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we have numerous times during this episode sent emailing us, so do it. Otherwise, I will kill you all with my super elite laser vision. So, email me.
Yep.
Do I have anybody else to shout out to? Not really, no.
Oh, Icon. Yeah, he just messaged me, so. Yeah, Icon. That's my homie. I don't even think he knows about the show yet, because he's been, like, way out the loop.
I don't know. I think I sent it to him once. I'm not sure. Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, also out to Volcanius, because, dude, without you...
Too much props on this show.
Yes, dude, seriously, right now, if you're listening, I'm just going to say I'm sure Berserk has many thanks to you as well as I do, so...
Yeah, I've known him for years, so...
I've known him for about a month and a half.
And he's done a year's worth of stuff for you, hasn't he?
Indeed.
Yep.
He's actually coming up here on Friday, I think. We're going to hang out and go trashing.
You guys should record a little piece for the show, you guys being stupid, like on location in a dumpster or something.
That would be awesome.
Yep. I also, because they said something about us last week, this is going to go back and forth as long as I can make it go. Infonomicon Radio at infonomicon.org. Check it out. It's one of the greatest radio shows out there, in my opinion. Haven't quite got to finish listening to last week's episode because we got busy recording, and they had one that came out today, I believe. So I'm going to check that out. But they said something about shouldn't we get ad space or some shit like that on this radio, because they said something about us. So yeah, we are sponsored by Infonomicon Radio or something like that. Except for now, I think we have to make funny, because you know, the whole thing. You gotta listen to Phenomicon to know what I'm talking about, so.
I'm sorry, I haven't gotten a chance to listen to last week's episode yet, so. I was going
to get to listen to two of them tonight, then, unless they come out with it late again. Not that they ever did.
Yes, you know, speaking of Infonomicon, I have noticed that you and Droop say info the exact same way. Say it.
Info?
Yes, see? Now?
Do you want to know why?
Why?
New Orleans. That's why.
He's from New Orleans?
I believe he's from New Orleans. He's from Louisiana, though.
I did not know that.
And, like, I'm not from there, but living there kind of changed the way I speak on a lot of words, especially, like, the word info for outside.
I did not know that. Oh, yeah, by the way, Droops, I finally saw pictures of your wife as I...
She's hot, dude.
Yes, as I talked to us, obfuscated about on the show last week.
Score one for the geek kind.
Oh, yeah. How did...
And good luck with sticking it in her ass, dude. I think you're getting her drunk by words, like you said, but, I don't know, man, you know, maybe leave some, like, crazy, like, you know, letters from Penthouse or some things sitting around and, like, highlight, you know, the word anal a lot or something.
You know,
little subtle hints.
I think I am...
Ask for it for Christmas. I mean, come on.
Okay, maybe I'm just a really weird guy here, but that seems really disgusting to me, dude. Ew.
Well, dude, it's got, having a wife, dude, it's got to get boring. You gotta spice things up. You know?
True, but just that whole area back there is.
I can't believe we're lame enough to start talking about Droop starts life.
Yeah.
At least he has one, though.
This is true.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll leave on the note. Oh, no. I gotta pick a douchebag of the week, which is going to be, once again, Nathan Gale, who shot Dimebag Darrell. But I'm adding a second one. You can all agree with this. The douchebag of the week is the Grinch.
Except for his movie, of course.
Well, you know, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I heard that song today.
I just thought of that, like, right now. So.
Well,
we don't prepare as much as you guys would think for these shows.
Yeah. Like, originally we were going to do this probably on Friday or Saturday and make it an actual Christmas episode. But we came up with these notes about an hour and a half ago.
I came up with half on the shitter, too.
Yeah, so... Yeah, we pretty much just write the notes real quick and then record. So, like, obfuscated, you were saying that it was completely professional. I came up with the notes about 10 minutes before the show, I think, something like that. So, yeah, it all comes and goes real fast.
Oh, one more thing I just kind of remembered or thought of, one or the other. I don't remember. But... I've had a few people talk about being guest hosts or guests the show, and some of them, they don't really bring anything that's worth listening to. No offense to you, and you don't know who you are. But there are a lot of interesting people out there that I know listen to the show, and I like having three people on, honestly. It sounds better to me. It's more interesting. So if you want to be on the show and you have a phone and you can dial a phone number and talk, you can be on the show.
Woo.
Just email us at email@underfireradio.tk.
Email us, like I've been saying all this episode.
Dude, forward us your spam even, dude. We just need email.
No, the spam goes to my email, which, again, I'm going to pimp spammer.iheartspam@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of chain letters for that, too.
Awesome. I haven't checked that in, like, a week, so I don't know if it's actually started yet, because...
I got my first chain letter on Gmail.
Ooh.
I guess if I send it to people, I get $200 for every email address I send it to, and it'll be a check personally written by Bill Gates.
You know, I love those emails so much. Those are brilliant.
What's worse is I got it from my old boss. Like, he's a really, really smart businessman, and he's got, like, he's almost finished in a law degree and stuff. And, like, he fell for it. He sent it to, like, 400 people.
Wow. I think I sent it to like 4 people the very first time I had it, because that was like my entire email address.
Well, I have never once in my life forwarded a chain letter, ever. Not even when I was in AOL way back in the day.
The only times when
typically
the only times I do it is when I'm either A, really, really bored and I feel like annoying somebody, B, because I get begged to, or C, when I was really young and I believed everything I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I sent you a like a poem thing the other day, though.
Yes,
about,
like, I had your whole name on there. Not that
huh?
I didn't know that anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to do a bunch of it. I don't care if people know my name. They're not going to say it on here, but, you know. Honestly, if anybody has ever got an email from me, they know my name, because it, up until today, was in my signature.
Yeah, I had mine.
It was in
the
URL, though.
Mine was like that for a while. I think I changed it about a week and a half ago.
Did you? I never even noticed.
Yeah.
I think it's saved in my address book. And real name goes here. All right, well, I'll say let's call it a show.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and
I hope your eggs are good.
Oh, happy Canadian Boxing Day. That's on
Dude,
the
I celebrated Boxing Day growing up because I lived like a mile from the border.
I would love to do that. Canada's cool, I like it there. But I'm not ranting on that right now because we're trying to close the show.
All right, well, I think that'll be the show for today. I'm Berserk. Thank you for coming and listening to Under Fire Radio. You can reach us at email at underfireradio.tk.
And this is Shada saying peace out, all you dig doggy diggers.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you next week. I'm not see you because it's a radio show. I'm shutting up now. Goodbye.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lovato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who,
man? About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I play
not...
with that dude, too.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed wanted to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice five, scandi apple red, and button top. Ooh, clean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, LA, Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, man. It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah, oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude. Dude,
yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
bread. Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?